Hello and welcome again to Germ on Christ. This is Jeremy Carty, and this is my second audio boo of the day. It's new, it's exciting, I don't anticipate that I'm going to be posting this often, but right now as I am sitting here compelled to pray and think, I'm compelled to record and share, if not to start a conversation, then just to get it recorded so that hopefully it will remind me in the future. And what I want to be reminded of is God's grace and beauty. I stand here right now, to give you some context, in a mountain house in the North Carolina mountains, alone, having been here for about 2 days. I'm staying again tonight, just relaxing, enjoying the beauty of God's wilderness, and taking time to just be. And what I'm at awe with right now is the grace of God to give me this opportunity and this blessing. And the fact is, I'm not worthy of any of it. So I'm sitting here praying for wisdom and praying to have the heart of a servant and praying to be the kind of man that I want to be. And right now, God's grace is evident in my life, and the beauty and the awe that he's inspiring me of where I am, because this is out of the ordinary. But the challenge, I believe, is in God's grace in day-to-day life as I work to be a servant for him and work to be humble, as I pray for humility and pray to be his servant. I guess the challenge is holding on to this strength that I feel right now that God is giving me that is straight for him and is recharging my batteries in ways that nothing else can. So here I stand in awe of God's grace to me, an unworthy, broken human. And then my prayer is that I will go home, continue to just submit and be humbled by God's grace and serve those around me, just as my wife has served me by allowing me to come up here while she takes care of the children. I mean, what a wonderful gift. It humbles me too. So I pray for the continued awe in my life that shows me the grace of God and continues to keep me humble and allowing him to work through me for his good. Thank you for listening.